Welcome, D-Gens, far and wide, to another edition of IDP Plus Bets. I'm your host, Sebastian Furon, aka the D-Gen Doc, and we are here for another edition of Sports Betting 101. That is right, baby. We are back. This Sports Betting 101 is an educational series that basically was created to show you the basics of sports betting, to give you a fighting chance when it comes to sports betting. Because let's be honest, the odds are heavily stacked against us. If you don't believe me, just look at the city of Las Vegas. Las Vegas was not built on charity and handouts. It was built taking advantage of people like you and me off the backs and the bank accounts of people like you and me. So we got to arm ourselves with the knowledge to have a fighting chance. Because let's be honest, sports betting has exploded in these last few years. Now you can legally sports gamble in up to 75% of the United States, 3/4 of the U.S. However, they're just throwing all this advertisement and, oh, look at all this free money and this is how easy it is and look how cool Kevin Hart's doing it and Tom Brady's doing it. And no one's telling you how to do this. And this can be a very, very dangerous game, because when you lose in sports betting, you lose money. That's it. You automatically can lose money, and that is where they can get you. So you got to be smart. We have to learn the basics before we can get into it. So at this point, we're at episode 7. So we've talked through 6 episodes, right? So we did our intro episode. We laid out the basics in episode 2, talking about what's a money line, what's a spread, what's an over under, should I straight bet, should I do parlays, right? Then we talked about dealing with losing, episode 3. Three big enemies, remember, when it comes to sports betting. We got the sports books. You know, no matter what they try to tell you, no matter what promo bullshit they try to give you, they are not your friend. They are business. They are a very profitable business. $10.9 billion sports books made just in 1 year in 2023, and they're projected to make more. So they just want your money, no matter what they say. They are not your friend. Number 2 is cappers, or, you know, those pro sports bettors who claim that they can guarantee to make you money. Let's remember, folks, the golden rule, the number one rule of sports betting: there is no such thing as a lock. There is no such thing as a guarantee. Okay. So you have to know that. I mean, look, the 18-0 Patriots had all the momentum in the world. They had the best player in the world in Tom Brady. They had everything, and they still lost the Super Bowl. It is sports. Why we love sports is the fact that they're unpredictable, right? That is why sports betting exists. If we could predict everything, there'd be no need to bet on anything. We already know what's happening, right? The games are not played on paper. They're played on the field, on the court, on the ice, on the wherever the hell, on the diamond, wherever you want to, whatever sport you're playing with, right? So we just got to remember that. Nothing is a guarantee when it comes to sports betting. And we went through bankroll management, talking about, hey, maybe I shouldn't bet my entire account on this one bet. Again, because you can't guarantee it. No matter how confident you are, and you can scale your unit sizes based on your confidence, but you shouldn't just blow your load all on this one bet. No matter what these Twitter people say, that they're betting 100 unit max mega whale bullshit, they're not. I can promise you they're not. If they're just spewing like any other social media person that is just off in the wind. All right. Then 5 was accountability, and episode 6 was transparency. We need a lot more transparency in the sports betting world, because transparency directly, you know, lack of transparency, the why it's so widely used in the sports betting space is because there's a lack of regulations, right? There's no one kind of telling whether sports books are definitely not these cappers, these professionals out there. There's no rules they have to follow, right? They're just there to try to take your money, take advantage of you, and be a sleazeball. I mean, that's it. And I hate it. And that's why I was in, like, it's why I basically created this whole series, because just kind of being in the game for, you know, 5+ years now, and, you know, just seeing how it's kind of changed from even in society being this like taboo thing that no one wanted to talk about, like ESPN, man, they would never, ever, ever, 5 years ago, I never thought they were going to talk about betting. It was this biggest taboo thing, whatever. And now they got their own freaking sports books. They got dedicated segments talking about betting, which, if please don't get your betting advice from some mainstream media. Just think about this rationally for a second. ESPN has their own sports books where they directly profit for people losing money, right? why in the world do you think you would go to that same network to get picks that would, if correct, and if good picks, would directly result in that company losing money? Like, just please do not get your advice to mainstream media. A lot of these people also were just media people that they just threw into sports betting. They were just TV people, and now they're expecting them to bet. Most of them don't even understand this. They don't even understand the basics. They're just reading a script and being told what to say, as you can clearly tell. All right. Sorry to get off the tangent, but we've gone through those six episodes, right? So if you understand those episodes, if you've watched all those episodes, you have now, congratulations. Cheers to you. You've graduated from a little baby beginner sports bettor to now a novice sports bettor, which is great. Honestly, probably better than about 50% of the people still sports betting out there, right? Because a lot of people just go gung-ho. They blow the load. They just go right into it, and they think that, you know, they remember the wins and they're probably not tracking it. So they couldn't tell you how much they're up or down. And if somebody can't tell you what their units are or they're not tracking anything, I can almost guarantee you they're losing better. They're losing money, right? And even if not, how do you get better at something if you have no baseline, no idea how you're actually doing? How do you analyze and optimize your process? So you have to track. But all that to say, now that we've laid the groundwork, laid the foundation, we can do a little bit more to get some higher level stuff. This one is actually a tutorial episode where we're going to be going through Underdog Fantasy. So Underdog Fantasy is not an official sponsor yet, hopefully, but we do on IDP Plus Bets. We use it a lot. We talk about, you know, here's our underdog play of the day, stuff like that. I'm doing it a lot for UFL right now. So, you know, it's only right to make sure we give you a tutorial to make sure you understand what you're doing. Again, because the same way that I say all the time, I will not give out a bet unless I personally have money on it as well, you know, because there's nothing worse than people who just talk, to blow smoke, to hear themselves, to try to just gain followers and not really give a shit whether it wins or loses, right? So, you know, I'm putting stake in the game too, because, I mean, if my bets don't do well, I don't win money, right? And I don't like that. You know, no one likes that, right? So just making sure that we want to set you up for success here. So that's kind of the premise of this. And Underdog is fantasy is one of those. It's a pretty cool tool. Now, I do have a promo code that, don't worry, I will, if you have not used it before, I can get you a free $100 right now. So we're not just, you know, not just tutorial. You can absolutely get something out of it. So we'll get to that in a second. But yeah, basically what we're going to do is I'm going to pull up Underdog. I'm going to pull up my account. We're just going to walk through it, and I'm going to kind of break it down step by step so you have a better understanding, you know, when it's another option in the toolbox. And if we give out plays through Underdog, which we do, and we will continue to make sure you really understand what you're actually putting your money down, if you decide to tail or even if you decide to fade or whatever that is. So just trying to increase understanding here, make sure we all understand, because unfortunately in this space, again, lack of transparency, it behooves these companies to not exactly explain, you know, what the best strategy is or how this fully works, because the less you understand, the less likely it is you are to profit. And when you don't profit, their pockets get fatter. And I promise you, $10.9 billion in 1 year did sportsbooks. They don't need any more of our money. All right, let it be some other Joe Schmo that they take from. Honestly, let's just take it all from the sports books and let them go into a net loss. Now, I know that's virtually impossible, but hey, why not us? Why not us? All right, let's get over to Underdog Fantasy here. So let me go ahead and pull up my screen. All right, so Underdog Fantasy. What is Underdog Fantasy? So it's a daily fantasy type deal. They got two main avenues that they utilize here. So the first one is what we call pick'em. So when a pick'em is essentially, so this isn't a sports book. It's a fantasy kind of metric, and there's a distinction between that, because, you know, you can't say you're a sports book and have betting. You have to have fantasy. It's like a whole legal thing, right? But basically what's cool about Underdog is that, so the first one's a pick'em. It's basically their player prop market. So think of it as player props. Now you're not going to see over under. You're going to see higher and lower, because there has to be a clear distinguish between a sports book and a fantasy thing like this. But for your mind, it's basically the same thing. And then what you won't see is, like, you can't just bet for, you know, the Giants to beat the crappy ass Philadelphia Eagles, right? You can't bet for over under on the total. That's your traditional sports books. That's your FanDuel, your, you know, ESPN bet, your DraftKings, which, don't worry, we're going to be doing a DraftKings tutorial as well. But this is more just for player props type of a market, right? So that's their pick'em market. One of the cool things I like about this is that, you know, it's available in states that aren't, sports gambling is not legalized, right? So I know Texas, great state of Texas here. California is another big one where sports betting is not legalized and it's not really on the horizon anytime soon. So this allows you to get in the game a little bit, get into these player markets. I think that's an awesome opportunity. And then they also do draft, which is more your best ball type. So, you know, they do daily contests, they do weekend contests, they do season-long contests, they do, like, set periods, like NFL playoffs, you know, they probably did hockey playoffs, NBA, all that stuff, where you basically draft a team for that set amount of time. And then, you know, the nice part about best ball is it plays your best players. And so it's not like you have to go in there and change your lineup or anything like that. So it automatically plays your less players, which is a cool way to kind of sit, draft your roster and then not have to worry about the maintenance of it and trying to keep up with it all the time. So it's a fun tool there. So I mentioned that, hey, I could get you some money. So we're absolutely going to go ahead and start with that. So I'm just going to show you here, you know, obviously I have an account that we're about to get into, but this is, you would just put in your username, your email, password, date of birth. You have to be at least 18, looks like 19 or 21 in some states. So check your state, but you would just go in here. You would, after you put in all your information, you put SGPN doc. That is my personalized promo code, where one of the only things I can do, or one of the only few guarantees I can give you in the sports betting world is with this promo code, if this is your initial deposit, as in it's the first time you're signing up for Underdog Fantasy, you will get a free $100 when you sign up with your first deposit. So basically what it is, they'll match you up to $100. So let's say that you, it would basically behoove you to deposit $100 to get the full benefit, the full free $100. Now, let's say you didn't want to do that. Let's say you only wanted to put in 50, then you would put in 50 on your deposit and then you would immediately get a match of another 50 of $50 through this promo code. Again, mathematically, it makes sense to take advantage of the full $100. Now, you can't just deposit $100 and then immediately take out 200. The 100 in bonus, you do have to play through, as in you have to bet it essentially at least one time. So it's not like I can literally, you know, handing you $100, but it is free money to use to then turn into more money. So that is promo code SGPN doc, all one word, all caps, up to a free $100 with that promo code. So I am going to really quickly log in here, and I'm not balling, but, you know, I don't need anybody trying to get into my account. So I'm going to do that a little bit behind closed doors. There we go. Cool. So as this is pulling up, I will then share my screen again. And yeah, so we're basically going to, I'm going to walk you through kind of how it works and give you real world examples. And then, yeah, we'll go from there. But it's a pretty easy process. That's also why I like Underdog Fantasy. It's not super complicated, but it's complicated enough that I think the tutorial was warranted, right? And it was requested by a couple of y'all. So I wanted to make sure that we get it in there, because if we're going to keep giving out underdog plays, I want to make sure that, again, I'm all about, you got to be confident in what you're doing. Like, this is, you're putting up your own money, right? You should be very confident, very well researched, read in something that you're going to be putting up money, especially if you're going to be putting up substantial money. So, all right, let's get into it. Let's go ahead and we're going to start with the pick'em side of things. So like I talked about, is basically player projections. So, you know, it's got different features up front. Pick'em, drafts, live is just what you have currently going. So if I click over to here, let's let that load. So I don't have anything currently. Really all I'll play right now is, you know, this is daily fantasy. They got pick'ems, your best ball. I don't have anything currently going. Again, like I told you up front, it's kind of a little bit more my off season as far as I'm more into football. I will definitely do pick'ems for the UFL, but as you can see, the UFL is a little bit late in when they drop. So, oh, not a golf guy, but they don't have any picks available. Usually come out on Friday, so we'll get to that. But anyway, so pick'em, right? Let's go back to our home. So you have they have these different sections now that they've even gotten a little bit more kind of, I guess, I don't want to say complicated, but a little bit unique in different ways where, you know, there's these higher, lower, there's rivals, which essentially puts two players kind of against each other. Now, this right now is what you're seeing is for e-gaming or e-sports, which I have no idea is not my forte, but basically it puts two players against each other. It's kind of their rivals thing, right? So we won't get too much into that. We'll stick with the higher lower. So basically, look, you got Tyrese Haliburton, you got Damian Lillard. Jeez, Dame time. They've got their projections, right? So this is basically saying, do you think Tyrese Haliburton is going to score higher than 16.5 points, as in like 17, 18, 19, or 20, or lower than 16.5 points, as in 16, 15, 14, so on and so forth, right? So it's got a decent amount of stats. You know, you can go first quarter, you can go points, rebounds, assists, right? If you're a basketball, obviously, you know, someone who bets basketball or even just watch basketball, you're understanding all of these things. Some of the cool things they also have is these things called spicy picks. So right now, let's just kind of go through the initial structure of how Underdog typically works. So we'll go to standard here. So I'm just going to put in some random bets, right? Again, not a basketball guy. I do enjoy watching the playoffs. I'm really like, you know, March Madness college basketball a bit more. But in the same token that I'm not going to give out bets unless I'm confident in them to the point that I have money on them, I'm not going to be betting on stuff I don't know about, right? At least nothing significant. So all that to say, I'm just clicking buttons right now just to give you the example. So as you can see in this bottom here, let's make sure you can see that. Oh, I'm so dumb. I apologize. Wow. All right. Forgot to put it back up there. So really, let's go back and quickly explain. Now that you can actually see the screen, I apologize. It's the downfalls of not being live sometimes is not understanding what's going on there. But all right, so now that we can see it on the screen, Tyrese Haliburton, as you can see, all these different stat lines that you are just going to project if they're going to go higher or lower, right? You got two options. They're going to score more than 16.5 points or less. You know, they're going to get more than 11 assists or less. You get the picture, right? It's very similar to over-under. I mean, it's kind of the same thing. It's just calling it a different name. So I want to show you the scoring. So basically, you have to do – one of the biggest things with Underdog is that it's not a straight bets. Everything is a parlay, as in the lowest amount you can do is two. You have to do at least two players – and they have to be from at least two teams. It can't be two players, from the same team. Has to be from at least two teams, right? So those are the kind of the stipulations. Now, you can do up to five, but you have to do at least two. So the standard two is 3X, so plus 300, right? So if I put $10 there, then it would pay out 30, right? So 3X your money there. So that's for two. For three, it's 6X. For four, it's 10X. And for five, it's 20X. And that's kind of at standard level, just the normal kind of plays. Now, some of the cool things with Underdog is, like I was talking about, they have these things called spicy picks. So it's basically when a prop would be at plus money because it's, you know, less likely to hit. It's not the typical minus 110 or even money. It's, you know, a little bit more unlikely. So And there's different levels to the spiciness, right? So this is an example of spicy. So it's 1.25x, essentially plus 125. Let's see what other spicy stuff we got in here. You know, if you think Dame is going to go for a double-double, which is clearly, you know, pretty, it doesn't happen a lot. It's pretty unlikely. It's plus 325 or 3.25 higher. So if you look, typically, with just two normal bets, two normal kind of straight, not spicy things, two picks is 3x. But as you can see here, we're at 12.18x because, again, they're more unlikely, at least underdog thinks so. So they've kind of created a little bit more of this edge, these spicy picks. And this can really boost your payout. So I'm going to kind of continue on here and look for some of these things. And now they've done it in the other way where you can actually add like plays that are more likely to happen, and they're not the full, you know, minus 110 traditional route. They're actually lower, so your odds will be less than if you did that. So I'll run through a quick example with those, but let's focus on the higher, the big payouts, because I just want to show you kind of what you can get here. I'll do one more. Bobby Portis. We'll do that, sure. Now, it does cap out at 100x, right? So this parlay, if it was, you know, allowed to go fully, it would be more than 100x, but your cap is 100x. So typically, if you put five spices together, you'll probably get there. But sometimes if they're spicy enough, like it's something like Dame, you only need like three to get to the 100x. So just know your cap is 100x, even if the true odds of this parlay are probably more. So it's probably not a very smart move for you to do this. So I would try to get as close to 100 as you can if that's kind of the method you're trying to take. But that's kind of the spicy picks I wanted to show you. You have those options. So it's not all just kind of the traditional minus, you know, 110, things like that. Now, if you have something where it's kind of more favorable that it's going to happen, let's take these two, for example. So instead of the typical 3X where you see, when you bet 10 to win 30, here you can see you bet 10 to basically win 19.2. Right, or the payouts 19.2, so you know it's not even really winning that; it's winning the 920 there. So, yeah. So I just want you to be able to see that, you know, your odds do. You can really play with this now. It's definitely gotten more robust since they first started, which is nice. You see how many? I mean, look at all these stats you can do. Like, you can really attack this in any way that you see fit. So that's kind of pick'ems there as far as, you know. Essentially, it's like a player prop market and you're trying to go over under. Again, remember back to episode 2. These are all parlays, right? You cannot straight bet. Your bread and butter should be straight bets, right? So ideally, if you're in a state where you can do both, you know, if you're really confident on Tyrese Halliburton to score over 16.5 points and Dame to score under 31.5 points, yes, you can get on underdog and parlay them, but you should also play both of them straight if you're that confident, because, you know, you want to make sure instead of, you know, one of them hitting and you getting nothing, you can at least get something for a bet that you're pretty confident in, you know, playing it straight, right? So you want to make your bread and butter off your straights, and then you bring in your parlays, you know, for a little bit of spice, a little bit more fun, right? I'm not against parlays. It is just essentially mathematically shown that straight betting is more profitable in the long term than just trying to go for the big payout parlays all the times. So just with a grain of salt, as far as underdog fantasy is a great tool. It's really fun to use, but just know you're doing all parlays with this. There's no straight betting, right? There is this option here that I don't do a lot, but it's something called flex. It's basically like insurance when you're playing blackjack. So again, I'm just clicking buttons. So don't be analyzing the picks here, but okay. So we got four bets in there. So typically with these four bets, it would be 10X. Hold on. Wait, maybe we don't have four. Sorry. I didn't go down far enough. There it is. So four typically it'd be 10x your money, but you have this option to flex where basically you get insurance, right? So if you get four picks right, all four of them, you only get a potential max payout of 6x, but it covers you to where if you get three right, you still get some money with 1.5x, right? So I can then add another one, and now those odds increase, right? So if you get all five right, you only get the four times, like the payout you would, it would be for four picks, which is 10x. And then if you miss one, you still get 2.5 times your money. So it's kind of a safer way. I'll be honest, I don't really do it much. I prefer to just kind of play with the standard. And you know, if I'm going to go for the 5X or something crazy, I will just adjust my unit size and not have it be so much. And just really quick, as you saw there, you have to have a bet, or you have to have at least multiple teams. You have to have at least two teams, right? So you can't just pick two Bucks players here. So that is the basics of Pick'em. And again, we're just kind of, this is a tutorial, so we're not going to go crazy. But I just wanted to show you, you know, the cool thing about this is they've got NBA, obviously. They've got MLB. This thing is, there it is. So MLB, strikeouts, they've got NHL, you know, saves. They got, really, they got a lot. It's really kind of a cool thing. You know, if you're into tennis, they got that. Esports, we kind of already saw with the Rivals. You know, golf, again, UFL. I give out picks for the UFL. They just don't come out until Friday because it's such a crazy little league. But they got, I mean, dude, they got cricket, chess. That's crazy. I didn't even know they have chess. But they also have season-long things, like the NFL season. Like, hey, so this I'm doing recording this the night of the draft. Jane Daniels is now a commando. You know, what do you think his season is going to be? Like, you know, is he going to have a night over or under 19.5 passing touchdowns? So it really is kind of a cool, like, it's pretty – it encapsulates the player prop market very well. So that's one of the things where I really like Underdog Fantasy in that way. So there's your pick'em. Now we're going to flip over to the draft side of things, kind of their 2 out of 2 function that you can use to make money and have some fun. But before we do that, we're going to tell you about our partners here at IDP Plus. Yes, that is right. IDP Plus, we just talked about, hey, NFL draft first round was today. But there is still plenty of time for you to get your IDP Plus rookie guide. We've got until basically the season. So you to find out about these rookies so you know who to draft. You know kind of what guys you want to be backing, whether you want to fade some guys or whether you want to make sure that you're placing your stock. Rookies are a whole nother animal. They're this whole kind of new thing, and you got to know as much information as you can. So our comprehensive, one-of-a-kind 2024 IDP Plus Rookie Guide is here. And right now you can get it for a limited time for $9.99. Just $9.99. I mean, really, what can you get nowadays for $9.99? Not much, you know, like not five guys. So, you, I mean, maybe like Taco Bell, Wendy's, you know, something like that, but not anything substantial, not anything like this. This IDP Plus rookie guide is a steal for only $9.99. The other thing that I want to tell you about is our buddies over at Expedia. That's right. We are thrilled to announce this partnership because it's that one-stop shop for everything you need when it comes to planning a vacation. We've all been to where we're trying to plan a vacation and you got like 30 tabs open and you're trying to figure out, you know, this and that and what's going on. But yeah, it's just not working. You know, you're going left, right, crossing all these lines and it's making it super complicated. It's making you not even want to go on the vacation anymore. Well, that's where Expedia steps in, folks. Expedia is that one-stop shop for everything you need when it comes to vacations. So we're going to link the description down in the description. We're going to link our affiliate link with Expedia. So it's going to bring up special promotions and discounts just for you, just for our listeners. So again, we are giving back to you for all you do for us. So that is that Expedia partnership. Look for that link down in the description. All right, we're back. We're going to wrap this up talking about the draft, and I'm going to show you, you know, some of their discount and promos. Again, kind of show you why I think Underdog is a good tool that you should probably put in your toolbox, and then we'll get on out of here. So with the drafts, you know, this is one of those things where I was kind of talking about their best ball format, where essentially you draft a team and then you kind of, they take your best players and play them in that kind of format. Now, obviously there's going to be little differences between these different drafts. You know, obviously you want to read kind of what the, obviously you should know the sport, but how many max entries there are, how many rounds are in the draft, what's the size of the draft, how many other people. Six is pretty average for them. When is it open? When is it closed? You know, how much time do you have to make a pick? The rake prize breakdown. So the rake is basically what the site takes from the top. Prize breakdown, you know, max, a first place, 5K, yada, 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 right? All going to change depending on. So it's pretty cool because, you know, these ones are actually just for Friday slate of MLB games. So you basically draft however many teams you can draft a team based on, looks like there's six rounds. So you get six players from those slate of games, and then your best six will kind of score. I don't know how many I'd have to look closer in to see. Basically, here's your scoring. They got the schedule. And there's your roster, right? Shows you how much you would need a roster. So there's no bench in this one. If you're only drafting six people for one day, yeah, you're going to want to play everybody, right? So it kind of shows your breakdown there. So it's, again, really, really cool. They got NBA main slate here. Same thing. They got, a four-person setup or just a two-person NHL, they got a lot. You know, NFL obviously right now is not a thing, but that's typically what I will do. Again, they've got season long before the season, which is really fun. I can't remember what the prize, it's like almost, I think it's a million. Yeah, the top prize gets, I can't remember if it's 250K, but it's something crazy because it's a big deal, right? There's a lot of people that draft. You can draft a max of it's called Best Ball Mania. You can draft a max of 150 teams, and there is numerous people that do just that. But it is a very, very fun time. Again, the aspect that you can draft a team and not have to manage it, and they will play your best players. So you just draft, who you think is going to be successful. And that's where you can get, you know, we can talk some scheme. And I think they're doing actually some best ball. IDP Plus is going to bring a best ball guy and do kind of some episodes about talking strategy and things like that. So I'm not going to get super into strategy. If it's something you're interested in, I encourage you to check it out. It's a lot of fun. I play it as well. But again, I'm just trying to give you that tutorial, give you an understanding of what Underdog Fantasy is and how you can use it. So yeah, they got a bunch of different drafts and they have different times. Obviously they have the daily fantasy where it's just one day. They have, playoffs where it's a certain section of time where whether it's the whole season or playoffs or, you know, whatever set period of time they have. So they have a bunch of different tournaments. So it's definitely a good time in that regard. All right. Let's tell you a little bit about, again, we talked about, just remember, this is all parlays, right? So I'm not suggesting you go out here and kind of, this is now your main betting source. Again, straight should be your main, and this can be an adjunct, or this can be something where, hey, if you're not in a legal gambling state and you want to try to dabble into it, just remember they're all parlays, right? So it just makes it that much harder. You know, you need at least two things, if not four or five things, to go right just for you to get the money. So always got to throw those caveats there, trying to be as transparent as possible. Another cool thing about Underdog Fantasy is they do a lot of promos. They do a lot of, first off, promos, right? So they actually gave away 100K. Now, it was split in a lot of ways. Look, pick the winning team, you split 100K. So I actually profited from this. I picked UConn and it came out. And I think I was expecting, like, you know, based on how many people, I thought it was 100K split up by several thousand people. I thought I was going to get like maybe $5, but I got like almost $22 from it. Just straight like bonus money that they deposited to me that I could use to play on the site. And then once you bet it through one time, the money's yours. So that was actually really cool. So they do stuff like that for a lot of the big games, right? And they also did for the national championship, $1 million airdrop schedule. So basically they gave away $1 million over the course of three different airdrops. as different amounts of bonus bets. I don't know if it was $10 or $100 or what. I didn't win that one, or wasn't, you know, part of that winning there. So was not sure, but they do those things pretty often, which is pretty cool. I mean, it's literally just chances for free money. The other things that they do more regularly is these specials. And sometimes it's dependent on your state and where you're at or like what you're doing, but they'll do these specials where, you know, this is basically like a free square. So it's saying, you know, Pablo Banchero to score over half a point. I mean, this is, you know, almost, again, no such thing as a lock. He could get hurt or something crazy like that. But this is one of those things where it's like, oh, wow. Like, yeah, it's basically a free square. So they do those. And the only thing with this is you can only bet $10 associated with it. So, again, you have to bet at least one other prop or player projection is really what it's called. You have to put at least one more with it, because again, you can't just bet it straight. But you can only, they just limit how much you can put on it. You can only put $10 on it typically, is what the max is. So, but again, it's they're trying to help you out. They're literally giving you a free square. And then they do these other things called discounts, where they'll lower the line, and then you can kind of like, so if you liked LeBron James tonight to score, you know, over 25 points, then you definitely like him to score over 22 points. So they'll sometimes do that discount in sales. It's really big in the playoffs. Usually they'll do it on nights where they really have stuff almost every night. As long as there's enough action going on, you know, they really are pretty good about doing these discounts, these specials a lot. So it's something you definitely want to look for. It'll just be on your home screen and it'll be very apparent for to you. So, you know, I definitely wanted to mention that, because that is really one of the ways that I really like Underdog, because they do that a lot. They do try to help you out a lot. So it does actually help, right? So I would say they're a little bit more friendly than sportsbooks as far as their promos and their discounts. So I think it's actually a very well worthwhile product. So again, quick synopsis, recap one, episode 7, Sports Betting 101. So we're at the level where we can start to branch out a little bit. We've laid that foundations. We have to remember and keep abiding by those foundations, but we've laid that foundation. So get a little bit into some cooler stuff like Underdog Fantasy. They've got their pick'em and their drafts, their main thing. Pick'em kind of like player projections, player prop market. Draft is more, you know, your daily fantasy or season long, but it's that best ball format where they automatically play your best players, which is very nice there. It's a little bit more hands off, so you can kind of draft them and not forget about them, but, you know, not have to worry about, oh shoot, did I set my lineup? Because we've got enough going on in our lives. We don't want to be worried about that. The other thing, you know, promo code SGPN doc, all one word. If you are thinking about using Underdog Fantasy and you haven't used it before, just use that promo code. And when your first deposit, you'll get up to $100 free. So if you deposit $100, boom, you will instantly get another $100 credited to your account. Just got to play through that one more time. So that is free money in your pocket. So that is what we're trying to do here. So that is pretty much it for the Underdog tutorial. If you have any more specific questions, go ahead and feel free to comment under this video and I will try my best to get you an answer. But Underdog Fantasy overall, pretty user-friendly platform. Again, it's something that we use a decent amount here at IDP Plus. So I wanted to make sure that I definitely went over it with you guys and that I made sure I explained it hopefully decently well. All right, folks, Sports Betting 101. We are gearing and arming ourselves for a chance to beat these sports books and to go ahead and take the money back in our own side. Again, I will reiterate, $10.9 billion in profit just last year. The odds are stacked against us. Statistically, only about 2 to 3% of bettors are profitable long term. And a lot of why that is because people do not take the time to learn the basics and to master the basics and to stick to these principles. Because again, you know, gambling, sports, and it's unpredictable and emotions happen and you got all these things and it's a hard thing to do, but it's not impossible and it's important. Nobody likes to lose money, all right? We work too damn hard for our money. So we want to do everything we can to not only keep it in our pockets, but to increase it. All right, folks, that is it for Sports Betting 101, Episode 7, Underdog Fantasy Tutorial. If you enjoyed this, please like, comment, subscribe. We're doing a lot over at IDP Plus, guys. I'm about to actually record a UFL week 5 best bets episode. I'm doing an NFL injury segment. We got a lot of things. If you like football, we're talking football on all different angles. Again, make sure if you haven't already checked out the other episodes, Sports Betting 101. But for now, you know what they say, folks. A lock a day keeps the bookie away. All right, y'all. Have a great week. Doc is out of here.